You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You guys remember the last time you broke up with someone?
Yeah.
So far away from me that I like had to go way back. It's probably closer for you, Andy.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah. You're still single.
Yeah.
So you're out and about.
You know, to be honest,
remember a lot.
More times than not, I was the one always getting like let go.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Like I thought things were fine. You know, and you know, then there were all those other dicks, you know? We're all over that person all the time.
I don't know. The further away you get from it, the sillier it all
seems. Oh, absolutely.
It seems so stupid.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I don't think about it much.
Right.
Anymore.
No. I'm just happy really I don't have to do it.
I hear people talk about it and I'm like, oh, that's so silly. One day you'll
oh, yeah.
You know, like all the drama.
Being 34
of it.
And single, it's like the stupidest thing. It's the stupidest, dumbest thing.
You know what? I disagree. To be totally
it's
honest.
It's like your problems
depends,
are all
I
like,
guess.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot kid.
On the outside looking in, Chuck, you think you'd.
Oh, it'd be fine. I'd be fine. I'll be fine.
It's a weird way to start things.
Yeah, it is really weird.
I realize that I have always been the one to break up.
I've done that twice. It's not easy to
do the right
thing.
I think I've only done it once. Maybe twice.
Both times. It was like traumatic. Like I wanted to throw up afterwards because it sucked so hard.
Oh, it's the worst. It is. I remember it. Like any kind of breakup, even breaking up with the job. It's another kind of breakup, right? I mean, we did it. That's the most recent thing I've ever had to deal with. Leaving our old radio station and coming here.
Yeah.
I ate my worries away.
Oh.
I gained about 75 pounds during that time or something. I put on some weight.
Sadness. I get fat from being sad, too.
Oh, my God.
I get fatter. I'm like, nom, 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 nom.
Nothing makes me feel better than food.
I know. So. And it's not right, but it was that whole period of, you know, there was quite a while where we knew that we were likely going to leave before it actually happened. So the stress and anxiety in that period and thinking about what was going to happen was tough.
Yeah.
That was the last breakup that I really had to deal with. But they say that according to relationship experts, there are 4 tips to make a breakup less painful. The first thing they say is
Text it in.
Don't text it in.
Oh.
That's actually one of the tips. Face to face is the way to do
it. Oh, God.
Even though we just did a survey a couple weeks ago where they said that most people now do it either on the phone or text rather than face to face.
I just like, I think those people suck.
I think so too.
I know that they suck, but at the same time.
And I get why they would
face
do it.
Oh, we'd all love to do it.
Face to face is like if you're a man, like say somebody didn't do anything wrong, it's just not working out. Just to text them like that is a scumbag move.
Okay, but then, so you're face-to-face, and you've said it.
Yeah.
And then they're like...
And then it's waterworks and horrifying stuff for like about an hour to maybe three.
Yeah. Yeah, but you suck it up. You have balls, you gotta do it. That's the way you have to do it.
Why do we have to do it?
Because it's not right to do it by text. You obviously were invested enough in that person to be in a relationship, so you owe it to them to go face-to-face and say, here's why... We can't be together.
But, okay, and I agree with that, but then, like, you'll say that, and then the person, like, doesn't take it for...
Well, then that's fine, and then just text them, you're a bitch, leave me alone.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they don't understand what you're saying to them or something, or they don't take it right, then that's their fault. But
yeah, but then you're there.
So, John...
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not fun. I'm not saying it's the best...
Know.
The most
it's not fun.
Fun.
No,
it's
not
fun way to go.
It's brutal. Johnny's with us here.
Right.
From Boston. Hey, how are you doing, man?
What's happening? How are you this morning?
Good. You want to talk about breakups for a second?
Yes. So, the way that I was dating this girl for a few, like, we started dating, like, maybe right after Christmas, before New Year's.
Okay.
And we're dating for, like, a month and a half. And we were intimate one night.
Yeah.
And having some little crazy fun times.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3/4 of the way through, supposedly she lost control when she was peeking. And she kind of did like a little like shart or a little poop fart or something like that.
Oh, no.
Man. And
eeks.
So I
That's
like,
it.
That's
I was like, oh, I gotta take a shower. And
oh, you got it on you?
Oh, yeah, I was everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So I hop in the shower. I come out, and she had written across my mirror in my bedroom, sorry, I gotta go.
Oh, and so she broke up with you after sharding.
Yeah.
No, I
wouldn't answer my texts, my calls, nothing. I left, and then after like the fourth message, I left her. She just blocked my number.
So
it's diabolical. What if she planned the poop the whole time? Like, that's the easier than...
No.
That's the easiest way to...
What a crazy way to think. She planned a shark to break up with him?
I think that's genius.
That's crazy. Who would
do
that?
I don't care. Hey, for some of the misery I've been through, I'd rather just shard it and got it over with.
Yeah. I agree with you.
It'd be so much quicker and easier. Just shard and be done.
Shard and go.
And go, and you're done.
Yeah, because, like, you would assume that she's the one that would feel horrible about things, but she took it as an opportunity to just ghost this guy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Dude, that's nuts. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Wow.
I love the shart strategy.
Shart, oh, go. My God. Because really, it's over.
They don't cover it in rom-coms.
No.
No, they sure don't.
I don't really think you plan that.
I don't think so either, Lise. I'm not on the...
You can't.
No,
it's unplanned.
Yeah, I would think.
It's an unplanned event.
That's what you think.
People's lives.
That's what you think.
Doesn't happen. Just set up.
You know,
you can't
a
be
shirt?
Like, oh, I'm going to plan to do that today.
Right.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Here's the thing, Lise. This is why it's diabolical, because I agree with you. How in the world is it not just a random event that happens? But
event.
Boy, oh boy,
it's
if it's not.
If it's pre-planned, then that's...
I mean, unless
sick.
You took some diet pills.
How would you do it, James? You know?
Premeditated chart?
Yeah.
yeah. X-lax, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
so you would take some. Oh, you take some.
Yeah, yes. But let's get some dessert going. Yeah.
I feel like, though, that would be too much.
Well, yeah, you'd have full-blown diarrhea.
Yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah, well, he's going for
I guess it depends on how much I don't like the girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, if you want to clean it up like a pudding shotgun went off in the bedroom.
Ooh.
Or like
it's just Hershey, crazy. That guy got pooped on. He got pooped on, and he was, like, still trying to reach out. Like, hey, it's okay. Don't stress. Don't worry about it. But the girl, I guess he must have been in a place with that girl that she was just like, you know what, it's not worth...
They're only a month in.
Yeah, it's not worth mending the fences to always have
that as a memory.
A poop story.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing. Right at her moment, too. So she released, everything releases, and, you know, and
she
released.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know who had an experience with this?
Jesus.
Schwarin.
Poker's
O. Oh, no.
And I'm not talking about sharding. I'm talking about breakups.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Oh, my God, Dave.
We're still talking
you
breakups.
Scared me.
Not going sharding. You were talking about, Jason, that face-to-face is the way that relationship experts say you should do it. And you had that done to you.
Yeah, I was face-to-face. You know what? Like, we were having a conversation, like, everything was normal.
Yeah.
So I went to meet at a coffee shop. And, you know, as a guy, I'm like, great, we're going to get some coffee, maybe do some
Never
stuff in
coming.
The car. You know, like.
Some stuff in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Coffee and car stuff.
And then she was like, you know, it's over. And, I'm sitting in this crowded spot. So I'm like, now I can't, like, freak out or anything, you know? All these people are around me, and I had to drive like 30 minutes or something. It's like, why didn't you just call me or send me a text?
So you would have rather been broken up with through text instead of face-to-face?
Yeah, I mean, I drove all the way to this place. Now I got this like, I just bought you a coffee or something. I'm like, what's this all about?
I'm gonna be honest. The only people interested in face-to-face stuff is a girl. That's it. And I don't recommend, like, if you're with a guy who's going to go nuts... I wouldn't be face to face with that guy anyway.
Yeah.
See, your best move is to call a guy.
I will say, like, if somebody were to break up with me, I'd rather not be face to face.
Right. Me too.
But it's more of a girl thing because I think they think you're a scumbag if you do it like that. You
it's
know what I mean?
It's a total girl thing. It's all about the girl.
You're right.
It's all about the girl.
I'm not all about. I mean, whatever. Yeah. It depends on how serious it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It was pretty serious. It was like a year, but we got back together for like a month. And then she ended up doing it on Christmas Eve after I'd bought her like earrings and stuff. So I'm like, you're really messed up.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Now what am I going to do with this? I can't even return them. And,
no.
Luckily, I'm Jewish, so Christmas Eve doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, you're right. Lucky
for you. Good points there, Jason. All right, so don't face-to-face. Well, hopefully it never happens again in your life now that you're engaged.
You never have to deal with that.
At this point, I don't. It'd be messed up.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Away I go, shark free.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Back to his UK. Not to shart. Caleb is with us next from Dearborn, talking about the best way to break up with someone. You had a story, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. So back in high school, I had my first serious relationship, and it was going okay, I guess. I didn't really know what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, she comes back from visiting her family, and she gives me a letter. And I had no idea what was going on. She leaves. Turns out she was cheating on me with her adopted brother.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. So she wrote you a letter telling you that or just broke up with you? She didn't tell you about the brother effing.
It was in the letter. She handed me the letter, said, you're probably not going to like me. And then she moved down to Indiana with her family.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I recommend not putting it in writing.
No, that's a brother thing in writing. Oh my goodness!
Just say it. I want to break up with you.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I keep that letter forever.
I just no matter what the reason is, can't you just be like, I'm just messed up in a bad place.
Yeah, but no one believes any of that stuff. They don't believe any of that stuff.
I know they don't, but it works.
It doesn't really. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't really.
Seems like it's worked for Andy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
At least he thinks it's worked.
I mean,
well, that and then you got to ghost the person.
People hate you afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
I think ghosting's fine.
You're a fan of ghosting?
I'm so scared.
Depends
of
just
a ghost and they're bubbling
is.
Out
Unless
there. Somebody
serious,
that's seen you naked. Like, what?
If it's not serious, I'm all about ghosting.
Just move on.
Yeah, I guess. I'm talking more serious. You know?
Yeah, more serious. I was never
just a ghost kind of person. Because nothing. I think me and Andy, we've talked about it, that like nothing I ever had was just like, oh, this is just a super cool, just a friends with benefits, just whatever. Like that never really happened with me. It was either like you're my girlfriend or like I was just jerking off at home.
Exactly. It's like, either it's committed love.
Yeah. Or it was nothing. So like nothing to me was just ghostable.
I
went on dates. And then you just little, no.
Yeah, you weren't into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to me, that doesn't even, like, if you go on a date with someone.
Like a few dates, not like one date, like a few dates.
But you're
just like, oh gosh, no, this isn't working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, I once got dumped over Yahoo Messenger after a year-long relationship. Yahoo had Messenger?
Jesus. Yeah. Yes. I don't think so, but it was purple, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I think it was purple. I was always an AIM guy, so.
Yeah. Give me respect to using Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yahoo Messenger. Nicholas from Rhode Island talking about the best way to break up with someone. You just went through this.
Yeah, actually, Friday night, get home from work, and she says, come home. So I was about to go out to eat, and she says, what's going on? She doesn't feel anything anymore, and I'm like, there was no signs, it just came out of nowhere. So, I think face-to-face was definitely the most honest and probably the best way for people to put things. Otherwise, it's kind of low if you don't do that.
Right. The cell's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, either way, I'm left wondering, what I did wrong, what could have done better, and, a text would have just, destroyed me.
Yeah.
But at least now I'm going to work.
Yeah, you can move on a lot easier when it's face-to-face sometimes. Get things out. Figure it out a little better.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
It just seemed...
then I tried the whole winter back thing.
Oh, yeah.
I drive through. Drive through mom's house. Yeah, it's not like the movies.
No, move on.
No.
Get hotter.
No, yeah. Go bang it out there, Nicholas. Go get some fresh.
Or
go home and listen to some emo music.
That too. Yeah, there's a lot of music out there that you can turn to.
All the best, man.
It's true.
Thanks.
Head up.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Well, what's the alternative of that, Dave? In your head, what do you think? What are you worried about?
Pretty fresh and sad.
What are you worried about?
No, just, you know, he sounds pretty down.
Yeah, it sucks.
Lots of good things out there.
He'll turn around. What's so funny, and like Lisa basically said this earlier, is to realize just how dumb all that stuff was when you were young.
Yeah.
Like, none of it mattered at all in your life at all.
What, like breakups and stuff?
None of it. None of those people.
No. Well, yeah.
They don't matter, dude.
But they shape you. Mm. Whether they...
Yeah, generally for a negative. Well, like, I can't look back and be like, wow, you know, that person made me a great guy. No one made me a great... Like, no. Only people in my life just made me more terrible.
Girls have just taught me that love's not real. At 34.
This person said, I had a guy dump me over voicemail on my birthday.
That's nice.
And then blocked me on everything so I couldn't respond to him. Block, block, block.
That's ghosting. That's
well, that's not ghosting.
I get it. It's terrible.
Her.
Well, no, you're right. But at the same time, I do believe that girls want a rebuttal time. That they want an amount of time to make you feel like crap.
And that's why you should just do it face to face and get that over with. Yeah, instead of dreading that.
I like it face to face for like those, like the long term.
Yes, because really, then you're like, oh, is she going to call me? And when am I going to have to deal with this? Just get it done.
Just get it out and go, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I got it. Now
I always
want to
believe in justice, right? So, like, if I wasn't into somebody and they were, like, I want to give them that opportunity to tell me I suck just so I feel better about sucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Someone said, my boyfriend of 3 years didn't talk to me for 3 days. So I texted him, hey, is it over? He replied, yep.
Thanks for saying it. Thanks for saying it.
3 years.
Don't you already know? Don't you already listen? If we have anything going on, and you don't hear from me in 3 days,
yeah,
I can't imagine being with someone for 3 years and then that was it.
You didn't talk to him for 3 days,
and then that was
day two of this.
What happened there?
Is it over? Well, yep.
There has to be more to that.
Oh, there's got to be.
You just met somebody else.
Yeah. Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Melissa.
Oh, hey, Melissa. Hang in there, okay?
What? Okay. What's happening?
It's not Laura. It's Melissa.
Oh, okay. Jason's been drinking. Laura, Melissa, whatever your name is, talk to us.
Oh, hey. So I said that the reason why she broke up with Jason in the restaurant is probably because he's sensitive and he probably cried, because I had to do that once. I had to, yes. I broke up with a guy like in person and he just cried and cried and cried and wouldn't stop. So we stayed together for a little bit. And then I had to take him to a restaurant to break up with him so he wouldn't cry.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jason does strike me as a crier. Real emotional guy.
I don't cry. I'm just like, fine, F you then forever.
Yeah.
He's typing on the screen here. I did not cry.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
He said, I left because what am I going to do? Drink coffee with you, bitch?
Yeah, I don't want to drink coffee. I don't even like coffee that much.
Mike, good morning.
Perfect place to do it is in public, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because they can't really come at you. Mm.
So, best way to break up with someone. You had a story.
Yeah. So, I tried breaking up this girl like 3 different times, and she was just crazy. Mm-hmm. She'd either cry or just start swinging. So, I had her come over. It was like right after Halloween or something. And I had this wig, and I put it on, and I convinced her that I was gay. And I pretended to come out to her, and she believed it. And she said, she bought it, and she said, that's probably why you cried all the movies. And
yeah, that's exactly it.
So wait, you just like your normal outfit with a wig? That's how
he put on a gayish wig.
Yeah, not just dressed normal. Grabbed a wig, threw it on.
Yep.
Put my shirt up like Daisy Duke, and I was like, "This is the real me.
This is who I am." You know what? Listen, she's crazy. She's crazy. She starts swinging.
Not well. All the other times she would, but this time was different. This time she was laughing. And then she says, yeah, it makes sense. And then pretty much called me a bitch and left.
Wow. Well, I mean, sometimes you got a desperate measures, right?
Dude. This is incredible.
Can you imagine just Chuck with like a lady's wig on and his shirt tied up?
That's exactly how I do it every time.
Got some news for you.
What's hilarious is that he tried several times and it was all, no, stop
but
throwing
you've never
stuff.
Had anybody that you've, like, you've tried several times to break up with?
I mean, and, like, I've had it take longer than just the one time.
That's
but
what
like,
I mean.
Like, not like they won't accept it.
Oh, I've had they won't accept it. I've had they won't accept it.
When you are trying to break up with someone, don't hook up with them again.
Yeah, I know.
And then go, oh, no, actually, I don't really
like
you.
Yeah, that messes them up, right?
Well, that definitely happens.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
That's mean.
That is mean.
Tim's with us next. Good morning, Tim.
Morning. Penis, balls.
Penis. What's your story?
Hey. I was dating this girl, and it was on New Year's, and she gave me some kind of excuses why she couldn't come hang out with me on New Year's for the ball drop. I later found out that she was with somebody else and was, you know, cheating on me.
Yeah,
and,
same thing happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
but what I did was I compiled a list of things that I really did not like about her and what, you know, was really just really hurtful things that, and I put it on a piece of paper, and then I invited her out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And and, you know, so it was face to face because I wanted to read off the list, you know, one
by
one.
Here's why I hate you, bitch.
Oh.
Reason
yeah,
one.
Not yeah. bad. Yeah.
One, exactly, one by one, just so I could watch her cry and then break up with her. Oh. Just so I could make her feel as bad as she made me feel, you know?
All right. Well, okay. Yeah. I get it. I mean, that's horrible, but she did cheat on you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get over the wanting to make somebody feel as horrible as you do thing. I just am like, whatever, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
They say the best way to break up with someone is also to tell the truth. Don't be cruel like that. Be honest with them, just not brutally honest. That's so funny. This is right after he called. No reason to list all the reasons you hate them like he did. But they say also don't lie just to soften the blow or make it easier.
Like don't pretend you're gay with a wig.
Exactly.
Right. That is the wildest thing.
Oh, man.
Just a wig. They say also be sure about it. If you're having second thoughts, it's okay to wait and think a little more. Because once you say those words, generally there's no going back.
No, but how many times have, like, you broken up with someone, though, or they break up with you, and then a couple days later you're kind of back together.
Yeah.
And then you do stuff for, like, another month, and then you break up again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a weird process, especially when you're young. Of like that, you break up, but oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, this is
dumb. It makes it worse.
Diabolical. My girlfriend of 4 years hinted that we might try backdoor stuff for the first time.
Yeah.
Then when we got home, she broke up with me.
Jesus.
Heartbroken and hard is a bad combination.
Oh, man.
What is that about? Was she just like stabbing him in the heart? What?
That was like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah, it was.
He's so excited. He's like, yeah, back door.
Yeah.
Breakup town.
And then it's breakup. Someone else texted saying, my ex of 5 years broke up with me on MySpace 1 week after our son was born.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ooh. When kids are involved, that's
MySpace.
Makes it tougher. The old MySpace
breakup.
The old
MySpace breakup.
Jeez.
Obviously quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Another one.
Still rocking.
Yeah, no, it is, but not well. An ex broke up with me right before Christmas. After giving my brother a Christmas gift and then telling me that she likes him better. Thankfully, he thought she was very, very gross, but the whole thing still sucked. Buys your brother a Christmas gift. People are effed. Hector's with us from Naples. Hector, talking about the best way to break up with someone. You had a story you wanted to share.
Yeah. Hey guys. Love you down here in Naples.
Thanks, man.
Been listening to your show for a little while now. I just wanted to give my two cents in. You know, back I've known my now wife since middle school. We only dated after high school for a bit, and she definitely wasn't ready to settle down at the time. So we were living for about a year now, and so I sat her down in front of her family, and she was like, "What's going on?" She walked in after work, wasn't expecting nothing. I sat her down. I had already packed all my stuff in my car, fit just about everything in my small Mustang. And she goes, "What's going on?" I tell her, "Look, this and this and this, you know, I can't deal with this. You're not responsible. Everything's going on." And she starts bawling in tears, gave her a few minutes, came back. She understood. I left. gave her about a year and a half, goes by. We sit down and have a cup of coffee, and she's actually changed quite a bit. So I gave her another chance, and now we've been married for 3 years, and everything's worked out fine.
Damn.
Yep. I mean, sometimes you got to let somebody go. You know? Sometimes you got to let somebody
go.
Set
them free.
And then,
free.
Yeah, they can come back.
Maybe.
Yep. Yeah.
Just don't.
Love the show, guys.
All right. Yeah, see thanks, man. Free. Set them free.
What did you say to that guy?
Keep
on going.
Keep on going.
Yep.
Keep on going.
Well, it sounded like he was about to off himself.
He did. He sounded really, really sad.
Keep on going.
Keep your head up.
You can do the same.
Set them free. Dan.
If you love somebody.
From Lincoln Park.
Oh, Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
I love this stuff. Okay, so I had a girlfriend I couldn't give her.
Don't deep throat your phone when you're talking to us.
We can't. It's hard. You're cutting out.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead. That's we got you.
All right, yeah. So I kept on trying to, break up with this girl. And she kept on, coming back, texting me, calling me, showing up to my house. And I couldn't get rid of her. So I had cheated on her and told her, hey, I've been sleeping with this girl. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, no, we're still together. So I said, screw this. I invited her over and was screwing this girl and had, opened the door for her. Like, oh, hey, just saying. Why are you doing?
Come on in.
And it took four. Yeah. And then finally, after sending her a video, she finally was like, okay, I'm done.
You had to send her a video of you banging another chick.
Yes, this happens.
So the live show didn't do anything either.
Live show. Yeah, the live show you would have thought would have wrapped it up.
You let her in while you were in there.
Come on in.
Yeah, I'm just banging this chick.
Hey, come in. I've been trying to break up with you, see?
There are some that will not get the hint.
Yeah.
Even if it's like,
it's not even
done.
A hint. No, this is the thing. It's not even a hint. They will not even, you'll say it. You'll say what needs to be said.
Yeah.
And then they're leaving gifts on your front porch.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had to deal with that where they wouldn't go away.
Oh, man.
No, thankfully I didn't either. I just lived through Chuck's because, we were working together at the time. Mm-hmm. He was terrified for his life at some points. Mm-hmm. Jason, how are you doing, man?
Still on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Best break, West Bay, or, well, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, talk. You know what's going on, dude. You called.
Yeah. So basically, I wasn't dating a girl. It was freshman year of college. I had gotten out of my high school relationship, so I was looking for a rebound. And it was, we were hooking up, but it was more of an emotional rebound, too, because, I was with my high school girl for, 5 years. But I was never dating this girl, and she kind of took it the complete opposite way. She took it as us. We were in love. We were dating. We were going to be together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I got scared, and I just kind of ghosted her for 3 days. But she was she lived on the same floor as me in the dorms freshman year. So ghosting kind of got impossible when all the girls in her 9-girl suite kind of started asking what the hell was going on. And after about a couple of weeks or so, I had to go face-to-face and explain. We were never dating, explain what it was and try to do the right thing. But, long story short, it kind of got awkward in the dorms after that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I had a buddy, still have the buddy, and he would ghost chicks. And this is back when, no one called it ghosting. No one knew what it was.
Just disappeared.
He was, with someone for years and then just utter silence. And the
years?
Crazy, it was years, dude. And this girl was, in the circle of friends with everybody. And so she would find one of us and be like, hey, have you seen him? And we'd be like,
oh, that's awkward.
And we'd be like, yeah. Yeah, we have. Why? He hasn't called me. He hasn't. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
So, and we had no idea what was going on, but then he eventually just told her he had a drug problem.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Thankfully.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And George is going through this right now. You're trying to break up with someone. Is that right, man?
Yeah, we've been together about 10 months. We haven't even said I love you yet. And I don't know, there's just something missing there, and I'm having a hard time. I don't know why I'm having a hard time breaking up with her.
I feel like you would have said it if it was going anywhere already.
Yeah.
11 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she told me the other day that she has really strong feelings for me, and you know, they're starting to build. And I just kind of looked at her, and I was like, oh, all right, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Feelings, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know how to... She's a sweetheart. She does really nice things for me, and I think that's what kind of stops me from breaking up with her, but I feel like I need to. I just don't know how to, like, do it without her being hurt.
Well,
but,
you know, here's the thing.
There's no way to do it.
This is the thing. There is no way to not hurt somebody. You just...
You do it like a Band-Aid,
you just,
man.
Yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do.
You just have to. Yeah, Dave's like a 50 song.
I might have to pull the what that guy did and try to be gay for the day or something.
Yeah.
And slip a wig on. All right, George. All the best, man. Good luck with the gay play.
Gay thing's tough to...
It's not... It is bad when you realize you just don't have feelings for someone, but yet you still like them. You know, they're still a good person. They're not evil.
Yeah. That's why those people are the ones that deserve the face-to-face. Let them say some stuff to you.
11 months isn't that long, but don't go any longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Just staying in it because you feel bad is the worst thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just hurts them worse the longer you go.
Yeah. Because she's basically like a girl saying, I have really, 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 really strong feelings for you. That's saying I love you.
Yeah, I know. Without saying it.
Yeah.
That's because when I was 18, dating a girl the same age, tried to break up with her. She stabbed me in the hand with a pencil right down to the bone. Still have the scar today, and I'm 30. So face-to-face, not always the best option. Well, face-to-face with us, if you know she's psychopath.
You know, the thing is, though, I liked what Jason's girlfriend did to him. I never thought of, like, any kind of face-to-face in a, like, because to me...
In a public area?
Yeah, to me, it's like a face-to-face thing that has to happen where someone can let you have it and let it all out and call you all the names in the book and, like, and that's okay because I am all those things and it be over. But to do it in public where someone might feel bad about doing all that stuff and you just tip of the cap and then it's over...
And one more call here. Kenny from Naples. Yeah. What do you think, man?
Hey, man. PPTP, by the way.
PPTP.
Okay, so I got to tell you. I'm living with my brother when I first come down to Florida, and he's an absolute whore, a real player. So I started dating this girl, and she was just too much. She just wouldn't leave me alone. She had no alone time at all. She was psycho. So we set it up that she was going to come over, but she did all the time anyway. She was going to come over to see me, so I had to take off. My brother says, can I bang her? I said, sure, that's a great excuse for me. I take his car and leave. She comes over. He talks her into it. I give him about 20 minutes. I come walking back in, and they're under the covers going at it. And she freaks out because she was always accusing me of cheating, you know, so I catch her cheating. That's it, we're through. I can't believe you would ever cheat on me after everything you accused me of. So it's a win-win. I got to break up with her, and my brother got laid.
I guess, right? I mean, you do know you were with quite a whore if she was willing to go through with that plan.
Fine.
But you're out of it anyway, so what's the big deal? All worked out in the end.
Yeah.
I would hope I wouldn't be with a woman that would go for that.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like, oh, sure, I'll sleep with your brother.
Different caliber of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. So be thankful. And one more tip they say to do if you want to break up with someone in a good way, be sure about it. And if you've dumped them... Don't keep checking in on them to make sure they're okay. It might seem like the nice thing to do, so they know you still care, but it can end up just prolonging the whole thing.
Yeah.
So just like always a clean break.
Mm. Yep.
Cut and go. Or shart and go. Whatever you
do. Yeah, well, that's the extreme method.
That's the method I recommend.
Shart and go.
It's going to be much easier than pretending to be gay.
Oh, my God. So much easier, well, but
messier.
So all you have to do is you pretend to be gay. She's got to call her gay friend over and be like, prove it. Suck it.
Oh, wow.
You're gay?
Jesus.
Suck it.
Yeah,
exactly. You take the shard option. All you do is you ruin some sheets and you call it a day.
Plus, I mean, I could just, before James is going to do it, I could, you know, load him up with some pudding or something.
Yeah.
You guys.
Here you go, James.
What a plan.
Load that muzzle loader.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Email came in here. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com said, especially want to hear what Lisa thinks I should do. But I've gotten so self-conscious about how I look naked that I never take my shirt off when I have sex with my fiance.
Exactly.
She says, I didn't start out like that, and it's not because I'm thick. I actually weigh about 118 pounds with size double Ds. Well, hello, madam. She says, the kicker is, I used to be a stripper for about 8 years of my life, so I spent the majority of my life naked. But when I retired from that life and finally found the man of my dreams, we've been together for 8 years now, and I used to get nude in front of him all the time. But as our relationship progressed, I would hear him constantly making fun of other people, talking about how that person smells and saying other things, never directed towards me, but it got into my mind saying, well, what's he thinking about me? It has made me so self-conscious, I just don't know what to do. Now, granted, I don't want to be a stripper again, but I would still love to run around my house naked like I used to. What should I do?
Sounds like there's something going on in that relationship.
It's really weird. You should be able to be naked in front of him.
I don't think it's a relationship. I think it's her.
Her?
I think she's... Something's wrong with her.
Has a hang-up about her stripping past?
No, I just think mentally, like, that's the probably the beginning signs of, you know, body dysmorphic thoughts.
Well, she'd been naked in front of him before. They've been together 8 years.
That's it's like what he's saying about other people, she's mentally, she's allowing it to affect herself. Where it's not, he's not saying anything about her. He's not.
No,
but she's like twisting it on, like, it's that's something wrong with you, you know, like that's something.
I get the feeling he talks about everyone, right? So she's probably thinking, well, if he thinks that, those thoughts about everyone, he's got to be thinking something about me too.
But all couples talk about everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah, outside of banging, that's the rest of the thing.
That's all you do. There's no other thing you do.
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like, so, I mean, I hate to, thanks for emailing, but I mean, I think that there is something possibly starting to go wrong with you.
Doesn't he, like, say, hey, I want to see those, like...
I'd rip the shirt right off. Yeah, I'm sorry. And I think that's what he's got to do.
Well, he doesn't have a problem.
But I'm saying, like,
She doesn't take her shirt off when she has sex with him.
You'd think he would try and
get it off
or whatever. Take it off.
Hands up a shirt.
Maybe
sometimes you're in a hurry.
Maybe he's not giving her enough compliments or something.
Something.
I don't know what the deal is.
She was a stripper too. I mean, that goes.
Right. That's what I.
There's like stuff, you know.
Right. So what does she need to do? Get therapy?
Yeah,
probably.
Get therapy. Everyone should get therapy. If you're listening, get therapy.
It's so true. Everyone needs a little therapy in their life. But she especially has some issues going on. Mm. She's taking what he says and putting it on herself. But he also has to take a bit of the blame here. You know, you obviously realize something. If my wife just started wearing a shirt during sex all of a sudden, I know something was up and try to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then if not, just cut that shirt right off her.
Right. Unless you did think she was gaining some weight or looking weird.
And you were okay with it being covered up?
And you were like, that's fine.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
She's in good shape. And
yeah.
It's really weird. It's a weird one. A couple of weird ones.
Yeah, what makes it weird is that she used to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a woman who was taking off her clothes for thousands of men.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
What happens... So you get a boob job, and like what happens? So you get it in your 20s, and let's say you're now 40.
What are they like?
What are they like? Are they the same, or do they go down to like?
I think it still naturally sags. Right?
I don't know.
Still have
that I don't know.
Bountiful with the implants,
well, sure,
but they'll sag like any other.
I just wonder if there's
redone sometimes.
That's what
I don't
thought.
Know.
That's what I was wondering too. Like, I wonder if it's like a. She's got double D's and she's 118 pounds. So I'll tell you right
now,
they're not real. She was not born with them.
Yeah.
So she needs a tune-up.
she might and he might be fine with, like, they don't, you know, I don't know. Anything could be going on. But obviously, like, a stripper who gives it up, who's been doing it for a long time, they give it up usually for a couple reasons. A guy talks them into them giving it up, or they can't hang anymore.
Yeah. I thought maybe she was just tired of taking off her top all the time.
Yeah, just gets...
like, I know I am.
Oh, again.
Right.
I'm gonna do that for my job. Yeah. But that's not it. She doesn't mind it.
No, she wants to be naked. She just is too self-conscious now. Chris from Boston, you think you have an idea what's going on here?
I think that maybe she's a little self-conscious because one of her areolas is facing straight and the other one takes a hard right.
That's tough.
That is quite weird.
That's out of nowhere, Chris. I got to tell you.
She didn't say anything about that.
Not even mentioned.
One of her areolas straight, the other one out of that way.
I hope you figured that out with math equations on a chalkboard.
I think he's right. I'm with him.
Sounds like he has experience with
Thank
that.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell by the way she's talking.
Wait a second. Yeah.
Carry the four.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you getting what I'm getting?
You see that areola there?
I do.
When you divide that by four,
yeah,
that one takes a hard right.
Oh, my God. No wonder.
Hard right.
No wonder.
Like a beautiful mind, the boob edition.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's what I think's going on.
I
believed him.
One of her areolas, straight ahead.
I'm like, he must know her.
Right, yeah. He was very confident in his theory. But we kind of doubt that she has that going on. First of all, I don't think you make it in a stripper with a wonky areola.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I've never seen a wonky areola on a stripper.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing about being 118 pounds and then getting a double D.
Those things are looking up at the ceiling.
They're going to look somewhere because the skin is not ready.
Right.
So a lot of times people will do it in stages where it's like you get, you know, you're flat, but then you get like a B and then you get a full C. You got to keep going back so that the skin grows.
Yes. Grace has a comment. Good morning, Grace. How are you?
You go big too fast.
Hi.
Yep.
So
fish eyes.
I have two comments.
Yeah.
I have a few friends that got their breasts enhanced when they were in their 20s, and now they're in their like late 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
You have to have them redone like every 10, 15, 20 years or so, especially the older implants. Like one of my girlfriends, one actually like burst.
Yeah.
And then they cause like a lot of scar tissue.
Sure.
So they have to be redone every so often. And then Chuck made the comment that you can't be 118 pounds with double D boobs. And that is false because I was 120 pounds in high school with natural double D boobs.
Okay. So I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So it can happen.
So
it can happen. Seems like that's more likely the explanation. Her boobs haven't held up with time and she's self-conscious about them.
Yeah. You could also be 3'5".
Why wouldn't she say that in her email?
Yeah, you're right, though.
Maybe she should just say, hey, do you like these, boyfriend?
Yeah, it's odd.
I think it's a mental issue. I don't think it's boobs. I don't think it's areola shooting off to the right.
I'm going on Chris. I think Chris is right.
You know, I mean, I don't.
Areola shooting off to the right.
You know, like I don't think it's that. I think it's someone who has made some choices in life, which usually would make me think something's up with you anyway.
Right.
It's just continuing on.
Yeah.
The self-conscious person.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the most sensitive.
Why are chicks
not a sensitive guy?
Why do chicks like become strippers usually in the first place? Damaged.
Yeah.
Okay. She still is the same person.
Mm.
So now it's affecting, like, those thoughts are affecting what this guy was hoping was going to be a normal
like
life. Insecurities.
Yeah.
I think that, and I think one of her areolas is taking a hard route.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You never know.
I mean, I think that guy knows her.
Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
What's your comment on this?
So I really feel like, I feel the same way that she does. Like, I feel like she's picking up on these cues about her boyfriend talking crap. My boyfriend talks junk about people all the time, especially women. Like, the cellulite this one woman has, or like the way that this one woman is shaped or whatever. And he's not talking about me, but it definitely gets in my head. It makes me super self-conscious to show myself off. Like, even, you know, if I could avoid taking my clothes off, you know, my shirt off or whatever, I would, you know, I definitely turn the lights down and everything.
So your guy talks so much crap about people, you think, how can he not think things about me?
Exactly. I'm sitting next to him and I'm looking at my legs and like, oh, I've got those same cellulites you talked about on that one chick, and that was so gross.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
like, maybe he thinks that about me.
He doesn't tell you you're beautiful or anything like that. He doesn't say nice things.
He does all the time, but sometimes it gets to be like, I mean, when you hear the same thing over and over, I mean,
yeah, like how
is it? It kind of gets watered down a little bit, I guess. Mm. You know,
yeah, I guess I get that.
I'm really pretty. I'm very pretty. I get it all the time, but you know, I'm still really self-conscious about things, especially what he thinks. You know.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
Yeah, I mean,
very similar to this one.
There are things as a guy you shouldn't say.
Yeah, that's like, it should be common sense.
You know, because
about other women,
about any woman's body.
I don't comment
on
any woman's body in front of a girl I'm with. No. Like, I don't think in any way. Either. Like, I'm not like she's fat
or negative way. Yeah, just not at all. Yeah, that's the best.
As far as they know, I don't even see the women.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, because you can damage someone without realizing it, but at the same time, I think you're a little bit weak.
Mm-hmm.
To like let that affect you in that way. But as you know, that's another girl that's calling in that has the same.
You're getting a glimpse into who you're with, too.
If they don't have the common sense
to not make comments like that in front of somebody.
Yeah.
I get how it gets in your head, though, because I know we had friends. We don't really associate with them anymore, but they would talk crap about every single person that we knew. Right.
And physically?
No, I mean, just about them in general.
Oh. Yeah.
So you would think to yourself when you leave, well,
they're talking crap about every other person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's just what kind of people they are.
So that's the kind of thought process that's going through these women's heads, right?
Yeah.
They're talking crap about everyone, so I'm sure they're thinking.
I'm sure it works the same for a guy. If you're like with a girl and she's talking about, you know, what that dude that was jogging in those pants on that leftover show, how awesome that is or whatever. That'll get in your head.
And I guess...
But that's a glimpse into the person.
But like, I know that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Like, but I look at it and I'm like, well, yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Look at that thing. Of course it's awesome. What would mess me up is if there was someone, like, she was like, oh, God, that guy who I think I'm the same shape as or whatever.
Right.
So, like, School of Rock, Jack Black.
Right, just like gross, like saying gross stuff.
And then she's like, that's disgusting. I would, oh my God. And I'm like, wait a second.
I'm just like that.
That would be
the
only way.
I think these women are
right.
The same thing.
Yeah. But even still, I probably am not affected by it.
I test women with Jack Black all the time.
Oh, do you?
And I'm like, what do you think of him?
Sexual?
You like his body?
Sexual creature? Would you like to see him nude?
If you like his body, well...
Try this one on.
Look at this. Same thing.
Yeah. You go from black to green.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
so
I get it. I
think he's in your
head, but I also think you got to loosen up a bit too. Just free him up. Take that shirt off. Enjoy your naked body. Be happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you need therapy.
And that maybe it too. Maybe a little bit, little touch up with the boobs, little touch up with the brain.
Yeah.
Because you decided to take off your clothes for money for a reason. You should find out what that reason was. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's a gun then. So we're going deep then.
What? Well, I think it's a deep thing.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A California man convicted on sucking on a sleeping woman's toes after breaking into her home. He now claims a Zeus-like god sent him to Earth to seduce women.
Hmm. Well,
Didn't set him up for success, huh?
No.
29-year-old Richard Michael Parkhurst was convicted of one felony burglary count, one count of peering into a building, and two counts of indecent exposure for a wild chain of events that unfolded after he exposed himself to a woman walking her dog. Nice dog, he said, adding, I'm walking mine too. Later that same day, he snuck into that woman's home while she was asleep. Hmm. She woke up and found this guy sucking on her toes. DNA evidence linked him to this offense. So DNA,
no.
Saliva, you think DNA finale. He finaled while sucking.
Finished on
it. I bet he finished on the ground.
Oh.
Mm. Could be from.
It could be.
Yeah.
Definitely could be.
Oh, this guy has a problem.
Well, you see, it's a Zeus-like god sent him there to suck toes.
He also was touching himself while looking at a female jail guard. Oh. Then he wrote an inappropriate note to another jail guard while he was at this Orange County jail.
Well, you might as well go for it. Some of them will bang you.
According to Escape from Denimora.
There you go.
He said he heard voices telling him to do the things.
Hmm.
He's going to be sentenced April 5th, they say.
Wouldn't that be a real bitch if there was a Zeus-like god that does this? Like Prankar. Prankar the Pranky.
You never know. Can you imagine waking up and a stranger sucking on your toes?
No. I wish.
No, you don't, Chuck.
I probably don't.
Mm-mm. I can't imagine, first of all, sucking on anyone's toes.
Mm.
But waking up to have mine in someone's mouth. My lord.
Morning, Dave.
Oh, God.
Ooh. I can't imagine, like, jam. Yeah, like looking down. Because when you see a toe-sucking video,
it's hard to
much
watch.
More than you ever.
I've never seen a toe-sucking video.
Oh, come on. We've watched them on the show.
Yeah, so
you just block things out.
I must.
Wasn't it? There was like a lady, like a redneck couple, and there was
in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I've never seen like a porn, I guess, is what I'm saying. I've seen the weird real stuff we watched on the show.
Well, even the porn ones are, there's just like a lot of times, Lisa, you don't know what's coming. Like it just looks like a normal porn, and then all of a sudden the guy just grabs a...
Well, that's mean. They just think it is.
Right, exactly.
The porn versions, there's less corns and ingrown nails.
It is. They're more like...
The nice, they're fancy.
They're hot, Dave, but I don't like it.
I can watch it too, but... And I like
this guy getting after it.
On toes and do the things that they do in the porn.
This one here?
Yeah, like, just wait until you see what this guy probably is going to do to this.
Oh, first of all, she looks like the wrestler Chyna.
She's not the best.
It's like Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh,
Thomas.
God.
Oh, he's licking her feet from the top and the bottom.
It is like a rough...
Or whole foot's in his mouth.
That's how you have to do it.
That's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, look, he's just...
What a weird position for a man with a boner to be in.
I was going to say.
Oh, that is
hot. He's hard as a rock.
Okay.
You shouldn't be watching this video. Like, you know, in your porn adventure.
No, you shouldn't stumble across
this. No, but see, like, this is the kind, like, I would never put this on.
Top watch!
No.
But every once in a while, you'll be watching a normal one, and the guy will be into feet stuff.
Yeah.
Or just in the scene, like they just switched quickly to feet.
She is a rough girl. Oh,
she's gross, man.
Look at that.
Looks like a Star Wars character.
Fupa.
I just, he likes it.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped liking it.
He's incredibly aroused.
I don't know, like, I like a pretty foot, but watching that stuff is gross to me.
Yeah. Like, see, every once in a while, there'll be, like, what you think is a normal banging scene, like the one down the second from the left. Like, you think it's going to be sort of a normal banging scene, but then, like, I guarantee he grabs a foot.
Puts it right in the mouth.
Yeah, you know? Which is just, I'm like, oh, God.
A lot of the, like, foot job stuff, too.
Ooh.
One thing porn taught me is that a foot job looks like it's incredibly hard to pull off.
I was like, where is he going here?
It's hard to pull off.
Oh, look at these dirty bitches.
Ooh.
God, they look like they're homeless tramps.
Well, they might be.
Wow. And they're just sucking on toes.
Yeah, each other's toes.
Each other's toes. Oh, God. Really, get in there.
Okay, I know this is weird. I'd rather see a girl licking toes.
Me too.
Than a guy licking toes.
Yes,
I'm with you on that. 100%.
It's super creepy.
I don't know why that is. It's still gross, but it's not as bad. Like, look at the guy
in
the porn next to it. Not that one.
This one?
That guy.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're going to watch him do stuff to feet. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Brutal.
Oh, man, a guy putting a foot in his mouth.
It is. It's one of the most disturbing sights you can see.
God, women love to put their feet on your dong, though, huh, in these videos?
Well, I mean, they're getting paid the
foot
for
fetish
it.
Category. Yeah.
They're getting paid for it. You know, they're making a fetish video.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how much they love it.
Doesn't mean all the girls in the RJ videos enjoy the RJ
yeah,
videos
exactly.
Either. Ooh.
They're capitalizing.
What I've discovered is, for foot fetish videos, the women are not attractive.
Well, no, not a flat-out fetish video, but there will be, like, normal porns, like, where the chick is hot, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they'll switch it up to feet stuff.
There's a sect of this that is dirty feet.
What?
Dudes that like dirty that feet.
Put in dirty. Dirty.
I don't know if it
I
can.
I thought we watched one, dirty. Didn't we?
I think we did.
Ooh, dirty feet is a category.
Oh, yeah, dirty feet.
Ooh, dirty feet cleaner.
You know how, like, through your travels, you'll see stuff to your right and to your left that you're like, what?
Look at those feet on that.
Oh, dirty feet.
Those aren't even as bad as they could be.
Like, I've seen, like, just like they've been walking right on dirt.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You see that video?
Yeah, holy cow.
What is happening?
What's an anal slop and slap?
Easy. Now.
Jesus. No.
Use your imagination.
What's happening there? What's going to happen?
Oh, you don't want to know, Dave. You don't want to watch that.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Go ahead and click it.
No,
go ahead and click it.
Give her a click.
Come on, give it a click.
Was that his butt?
Give it a click.
Oh, man. I don't know what you guys are. No, I can't.
Give it
is
a click.
Is that going to be pooping? Am I going to see pooping?
Nah. I think so. Nah. It's going to be brutal.
Give it a click.
It might not be poop. It might just be something I put up there.
Give it a
click. Oh, breadsticks?
Oh, it's bananas.
It's bananas. It's bananas.
This is about to get bananas.
The old banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
This is
my
about
God.
To get bananas.
Dude. This is going to be...
There's a nurse with a strap on.
Oh, my dear God.
This is the wildest porn I've ever seen.
What's happening
this
in this
is a
video.
Busy doctor's office.
Yeah, it is, and it's about to get wild.
Oh, here
we go.
Bananas.
Oh,
man, bananas. It's bananas.
Bananas.
Oh,
how do you even do... They're not structurally sound.
Perfect fit. Look at that.
She must have a really loose backside.
Well, you think? I think they loosened it up for 20 minutes there.
Oh, here you go.
Here you go.
Oh, no.
She had too many bananas.
Yeah. I think we guessed like in a...
Oh! Didn't
bananas come up in our What's Up the Butt segment?
I think a couple times.
You know? Oh, we didn't think it was possible.
Oh, man. It's his backside.
Oh, dude.
Here you go. Here you go.
Is the banana coming out?
Nothing's coming out.
I got to squint.
I think it came out already.
Okay.
Oh, man, the world is effed up.
That's not the way the doctor says to get your potassium.
Right to the source.
Holy smokes, you guys.
This is a weird one, man. This is a weird one.
He was wearing like a leather Jason mask.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, man, that's the man too, huh? No, that's the baby. Oh, banana poop!
Somebody ordered a banana cream pie?
Wait, though, because they shove her head and
they make her eat it.
Duh-uh.
That's the anal slap.
Probably,
that's the slap
right?
in the slap part.
Yeah.
Of anal slap and slap.
Watch this part.
God.
Ready? Watch this part. Ready?
No. Nibbity, nope. Nay, negative.
This is the worst part right here.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We just gotta eat the butt bananas!
God damn!
Oh,
what
no.
a terrible doctor! How's that butt banana tasting?
Oh, he's spitting right under the face, all over her eyebrows.
Oh, it's spitting.
That is degrading.
Nurse strap on got me really confused, too. Just walking around, trying to take her temperature.
I just like, want to hold myself.
Yeah. That'll be all right.
Man, I've never seen a couch with those, like, that couch is a domination couch.
Oh, it has chains.
It has little...
Like little hooks.
Little hooks you can...
It's definitely a custom modification.
Yeah. Though.
I don't think Lazy Boy sells
it. Imagine you went in someone's home and they had little hooks on their couch.
I would just tell you it's to help move the furniture around.
I guess. I know what it's really all about.
I don't know how we got from toe suckers to anal slop and slap, but it was a rough ride.
That's a 2.7 million views that thing's
got. Just when you think no one's into stuff, they're into it.
Just when you thought you'd seen everything you could do with a banana.
Well, that whole video had all the action of like a circus.
Yeah, man, you're in a bad spot right here. You're in a bad spot.
I gotta get out of it. I gotta get out of it.
There was somebody with cigarettes up her nose.
Yeah, I know. That was bad.
That was to take her mind off of what you had in her back door.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't put cigarettes up your nose.
Yeah, but did you see what the title was?
Yeah. No.
No, you don't want bad.
Anal torment.
Thank you, Yank. Yep. That's my band name.
Please welcome
Anal Torment.
I never miss them. Every time they come to town.
Do not Google anal slop and slap.
No.
Because you don't need to see it. Well, we just witnessed.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.